purpose and the role it serves in the community right now?
Well, its purpose was to give us an organization to fight the reservoir. And we called ourselves the Authority because Owosso was the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. We considered calling ourselves the Farmers and Artists for Agriculture, but didn't seem to have a very strong ring to it. Okay. So, I mean, our whole purpose was to give us a framework to fight the reservoir, and that's really what we've done. It's been a fundraising organization, and through that we've had our yard sales and our bake sales and our craft fairs and our barbecues and our device to raise money. We've also had our officers have, you know, gone around and spoken to the big property owners and asked them, do you want us to continue this fight? Do you want to give us a substantial money contribution? So, I mean, that's been that part of it. The other part of it has been a way to let people know how the fight was going. We usually had a secretary, treasurer, president, that sort of stuff. And a core of people who did things like handle press releases or round up enough people to go to the Environmental Commission hearings in Raleigh or get together and decide how we would respond to each new legal step. And it was not a terribly formalized group. There were some people who did the most of it. Ed Johnson was always looked on as our public spokesman because he was good at it and because people really appreciated his calm, quiet, analytical skills in approaching our problem and coming up with a way to try to sell our story to the opposing side. People always had confidence in Ed's ability to describe for the community what the problem was and to propose to the community the solutions that the officers or the sort of loosely formed executive committee were considering. And Ed and the people, Ed Johnson, Sam Crawford, Bobby Kirk, the Tears, Carolyn Lloyd and Johnny Lloyd, Carson Lloyd, all these people were always being checked with, you know, should we still do this? Do we still want to fight? Do we want to keep this up? And, you know, it was never a situation where one little group was trying to ramrod the community into continuing the fight that the community didn't want to fight to do. So it was very much a democratic process. And the leadership never got ahead of the group. They were always touching base. And we would have an egg supper or dessert or ice cream supper sometimes, just, you know, and our lawyers would come out and they'd say, okay, here's where we stand, you know. We can lose on this, we can win on this, we have a strong point here, here's where we are. And our guys we had representing us as our attorneys, I thought were great. They gave us so many hours of work. And they cared, I think they genuinely cared about our concern, even though for them it was work. Job. They conveyed that they cared. I think people believed that they did. So the organization was just what it set out to be. It was a framework to carry on a fight. And that's what we did.
Is it still?
Yeah, it is, because we're still, there's some, you know, after action reports to be filed, are there? Still some negotiating with Owosso, and we have not given up our legal fight, and we're still arguing about some points. Got a craft fair coming up. I'll make $2,000 doing that.
Is that the 7th?
December 7th. Mm-hmm. Expect to see you there,
Melissa. What kind of stuff do you have there?
Nice things for Christmas.
Like, we've got people from Cayman and stuff?
Yeah, we have 11 different craftspeople. And there, you know, there's some pottery and some weaving and, you know, the basket making and wooden toys and jewelry and batik. It's really a nice thing to come to. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's funny because that's about 2 days before our final papers due.
Well, you take a break. Come out there. Come. You must. It's kind of like wrap it up for you. You bet.
What will you do?
I'll be there all day in the kitchen. I'm a kitchen slave.
Do you bake? Or
no. Well, putting this thing together involves getting people to, okay, we have a bake sale. That's just pure profit for us. Okay, so someone gets together and calls, you know, all the stalwart cake bakers and cookie bakers in the community, reminds them they've got to have something up there. A couple of the women in the community will man the table that day. We'll label everything and price it, you know, run it. Then there's someone who's arranged for all these craft people to be there. That's a big job. Okay. We've got a bunch of t-shirts that say Cane Creek all over, and we'll be selling those. We've got cards printed that have, you know, little drawings of houses in the community. We'll be selling those. Then we have this barbecue. 10 or 12 people will work all night the night before smoking the pork, chopping it, making the barbecue. Somebody will have made the barbecue sauce in advance. Someone will be up at the kitchen at 5:30 in the morning to make breakfast for the guys who've been working on the barbecue all night. A lot of us will visit the barbecuers the night before and drink entirely too much while we're there. That's a wonderful time. It's really fun. Someone else will be up there that night before the barbecue, hanging quilts all over the building to make it look pretty. There are probably about 40 people involved in putting it together.
What kind of reaction are you going to get? Like, do a lot of people come out
here? Oh, yeah. It's a popular event. Yeah, it's nice. I mean, the building looks real pretty. Lots of things for sale.
Is that the community?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Conservation Party might have served as a... Well, you said that there wasn't much political organization out there. Do you think that could be... The authority might have substituted for it, or...
It was really a one-issue cause.
Uh-huh.
And I question whether it'll be carried over into another issue. Although, while this water reservoir fight's been going on, there was another attack on the neighborhood, which was an airport.
Uh-huh.
Somebody wanted to build an airport out there, was trying to get zoned to do that. And that siphoned off some of our people. And some of the people who were already carrying a major load in the reservoir fight had to, you know, take their left hands to cover them and fight this airport. So, I suppose if there's another issue that comes up, probably the same people will respond. But we really never succeeded in organizing politically very well at all. In fact, I would say we didn't do that very well.
I'm talking about that airport.
Oh, it's... Just some people wanted to build an airport out there to replace the Horace Williams Airport in town, and put a little industrial park around it. And it was, you know, beaten back for the time being. I don't know how long that'll hold. You know, it's just the idea that that looks like unused, you know, I think it's the frame of mind that says it's unused land.
You know, let's go build.
It's open. Let's do something with it.
Like in the woods, there's not a house, tear down the trees, but fill it up. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.